Hello?
Hello, is this Josh Holiday?
Yeah.
Hello, Josh Holiday.
Well, that voice is familiar.
Did you miss me?
I haven't.
I heard it in your voice. Do you really miss me?
Of course. I mean, there's someone. The weird thing was, I don't know if you've been listening or what you've been
up
to.
Yeah, I have.
Well, as soon as you stopped calling, and some guy, or what, maybe
know,
it was a guy.
That was weird. That guy was weird.
Charlie.
Like, that guy sounded like he wanted, you know, to be more than friends with you.
I know, it's weird, eh?
Yeah, the weirdest people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. So wait, now, so that wasn't, just to be clear, that wasn't you. You're saying that's not you.
Wait, you thought that was me?
Well, I don't know. It sounded a little bit like you.
Oh, Josh Holiday. No, this is me. This is me right now.
All right.
I stopped calling you because I didn't think, you know, I just didn't, I thought I was getting a pretty clear message from you that you were not interested.
Okay, but then, last week Charlie said he's not ever going to call anymore, and now all of a sudden, out of the blue, you're calling back. It just seems like almost too much of a coincidence.
Well, because I thought, you know, potentially you were accused of a lot of things.
Right.
You're accused of not being able to cement friendships, you know, and it made me feel bad about how I spoke to you how I decided to give up on you, because I heard him giving up on you and I thought, wow, that was terrible. What did he rode into the sunset or something?
Yeah, exactly. What have you been up to then?
Oh, well, a lot of things. I've been babysitting neighbors a lot.
Oh, okay.
And looking after my mom. My mom had a little fall.
Oh, no, that's too bad.
Yeah. She had a little fall, and so I've been looking after her.
Yeah.
But it's great because I've spent a lot of time kind of reconnecting with her, getting to know her again, you know. And I told her about you.
Right. Well, what would you tell her about me?
Well,
I'm just a guy on the radio.
I'm too curious. Yeah. Just a lot of things. Just how, you know, you're a commitment phobe.
Oh, no. Come on now.
How you like to keep people at a distance, but you've... Very caring sound to your voice, and you want kids, and you seem to be, I would guess that you'd be good with kids, because, like, I'm imagining being a dad is very much like talking to a bunch of listeners,
you know, I guess.
Like a parental figure.
So what did your mom have to say then?
Oh, she wants to meet you, but there's no pressure, Josh, at all, you know.
Wow.
There's no pressure. You know, one day you and I will get it. We'll figure it out. We'll go out for hot chocolate or something. Or depending on which season we get it together, maybe we'll go out for lemonade.
And
then my mom can come along and you can tell her about yourself. Augment the things I've already told her about.
Right, okay.
That's, all good things, Josh.
I don't know. I just, like, at this point,
you gotta go. I know.
Time is of the essence here. I don't have a lot of music.
Listen,
I gotta play music.
Josh, I want you to know one thing.
What's
okay?
that? What?
I am not giving up on you.
Oh.
I am never, ever giving up on
that's
you.
That's refreshing. Okay, I really gotta go. I gotta go.